Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's the 10th of July, folks. We have passed the halfway part of the year. And my question to everyone is, what are you doing in July to establish your marker that you made it this far in 2014? I know that for me, every day seems to be just getting better and better, and I have the opportunity to recognize that. Have you taken the time to sit down and recognize the difference of what's going on every day in your world today? Life's pretty fast, you know, and a lot of us take things for granted, and you know, the next thing you know, 2015 is here, and well, we always seem to say, boy, that just went so fast. It's a choice that you can make every day to stop for a second, breathe in the excitement of what's taking place that day. Now, I know that every day doesn't seem to be a holiday. Every day doesn't seem to go the way you want it. But how thankful are you that every day you're here to either complain or celebrate about it? These are the things that you need to stop and ask yourself. You know, I had the pleasure of speaking yesterday to a group of people that were just, well, they were amazing. You know, and a big shout out to Gail Stolzenberg for putting on such a great event at the Wellness Networking here in Houston, Texas. And one of the things that I found that people came up to me afterwards and they said, you know, I really needed to hear what you said today because of certain different things that were happening in their life, and each person had something different to say about it. And I'll tell you what I talked about, which, you know, every week I talk about it all the time. I speak on the word of gamble. Now, it's correct. I do have a long background in the casino industry. But I'm looking at the word gamble a little bit different than sitting at a blackjack table or throwing the dice or spinning the roulette wheel, okay? It's not all about how many coins you can put in the machine and make sure to push max bet so you win max prize. Gamble for me is about growing and growing something inside you, okay? So people always say life is a gamble, and my question is, are you ready to gamble? And the word gamble for me stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. So I'm always asking people, how are they growing internally, inside? What are you doing? You know, there's always that concept of sitting down, turning off the device, and reading. I know it doesn't happen very often. We have TV or iPad or Android. Something's always interrupting our time. I talk about accountability. You know, are you being accountable every day? Are you looking in the mirror and having that discussion, or are you looking out the window and blaming it on others, maybe because you're overwhelmed and it couldn't all be your fault? Who knows? How are you marketing yourself? Do you have a budget? Hey, let's just say that you're a mom that raises a family. That's a business. So there's no reason to market yourself in the world with a marketing budget. But understand this. Once again, it points back to us. Everything you say, everything you do, markets who you are. So be careful with that and play close attention to it, because it does represent you, your actions, so people see. So whether it's a prospect, a business client, a neighbor, a community member, your children, your spouse, everything you do is recognized by others. We don't always see that. Then there's the word belief. I really love the word belief, because every day we need to change our beliefs, because life changes. So that means we have to be willing to change. We can't be stuck in 1999's belief or 1989's belief or 2009's belief. We have to be caught up to today's belief, and you have to be willing to change. I know, it's not that simple to change everything, but you have to be willing. That's the key word, willing. Now, how about leverage? What are you doing to leverage what you just experienced by growth, accountability, marketing, and belief? Are you leveraging that to help others? Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's someone at church. Maybe it's a stranger. But are you doing that? Are you taking that opportunity? Last but not least, enjoyment. I love the word enjoyment because it seems to be we're supposed to be having fun. I always ask the business owner what it is that they do for enjoyment. And one of the most common answers I get is they just love and enjoy working in their business. Well, let me tell you what I tell them. They're lying. They're telling me that they're broke and they can't afford to take any time out for enjoyment. And I'm here to tell you, you don't need money. You don't need anything but the choice to carve out some time. Maybe it's 1 hour a day to spend with your family. Have some enjoyment. Maybe it's to spend with your pet. Maybe it's to just go walking on a trail. Maybe it's to take a drive. Whatever it is, you have to stop, shut it all down, and have some enjoyment in life. If you can have the ability to take a vacation, a long weekend, whatever it may be, you don't have to have a big amount of money to do it. You know, it doesn't cost, as far as I know, in my area, in most parts that I've ever been, it doesn't cost anything to go to the park and sit on a bench and read a book and get unplugged from where you are all day long. That's enjoyment. And you'll find that you're more creative, you're a better person, a better family member, a better community member, better neighbor, just a better person if you take time to unplug, to recharge. So I'm always speaking about the word gamble, and I'm always asking people different questions. You know, I always want to find out who you are, what made you do what you do, what's your life experiences. And that leads me into something that's coming up next Friday, July 18th. We are launching the first compilation book at Tough Talk Network. It's called Share Your Message with the World. There's 28 incredible stories from people from all across the country and outside the country that will be talking about their journey, how they got to where they are today, their challenges, their struggles, their uphill climbs, okay? They're just success stories, but they had to do it through lots of challenges. And why did we put this book together? Well, it's because people out there like yourself need to understand that just because you run into a challenge, maybe it's a blank spot, maybe it's a detour, maybe you have to change directions, maybe you have to build guardrails on the path that you're on so you don't veer off. But it all comes down to this. Other people have met that challenge, so I want you to know that you can meet your challenge. The other thing is, I think it's important for people to tell their story. If they don't, then who's going to know anything about them? I asked a lady the other day. She told me her story, which was incredible. But think about this, folks. Three generations from now, your great-great-great-grandchildren probably are never going to have the opportunity to meet you. And if they are, they're very young, and who knows. But what are you leaving behind for them to be able to know you? Is it the family that you're hoping that stays together and doesn't argue and develop drama? You know, drama is that thing that every family has. That's kind of the glue that holds family together. Every family has one. If you're an exception to the rule, I want to meet you. You can call into our show today, 347-989-1363. I'd love to hear that story. But the truth of the matter is, as we grow, get old, and are no longer here, our stories are gone with it. And it's a shame that we were all put here for a reason on this earth, and that was to share our own message, so that we could help others continue in their journey. So think about it, folks. What have you done? Have you journaled it? Have you made notes? Have you ever thought about writing your story? I know writing a book is a big, big investment. It's a big journey. But if you're willing to write a chapter in a book where you can tell a snippet of your life, you are starting the process to leave your legacy behind. And when other people read that, they will say to you, hey, you should write your whole story. That might change the direction that you're thinking about. I don't have a story. Most people say, I don't have anything interesting enough. I didn't suffer from an illness. You know, it wasn't life-threatening. I wasn't born without different parts of my body. I've heard all kinds of reasons. But the truth is, you can tell your story because every one of us was put on this earth with the same importance, with the same ability. It's just choices that we make that make us different from each other. Not the environment that we grow up in, choices that we make. Because there's a lot of people that came out of the poorest part of the world that are very successful. And there's a lot of people that come out of the richest part of the world that aren't. So it's a choice, folks. Think about it. Put it in the back of your mind. Make a note of it today. And think about it when you're taking some of that quiet time at the park. What would it be like if I could tell my story? Okay? And you have to make sure that you understand, if you tell the truth, okay, it's, you don't have to worry about, well, what if people don't like me? What you have to worry about is spreading the message of who you are, because that will enable others to do the same. Get that chain reaction going. Take a chance on yourself and make that happen. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about the word of the week. I'm going to talk about some other things that are going on in the Tough Talk Network. But if you're interested in being a guest on any of the shows, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the Hosted Shows tab, look at the people that are there, read about them, either become a follower of the show or register to be a guest on the show. We're always looking for people to bring great, valuable information. We run from corporate to holistic and all the business in between. So make sure to check us out. We're always downloadable on iTunes. You can find us anywhere. Just type in Tough Talk Radio Network on Google and we'll pop up. To be on my show, you can go to toughtalk@tonygambone.com and fill out the registration form and we'll get you signed up to be on one of our shows to do an interview. Let me mention again that the call-in number is 347-989-1363. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter under Tough Talk Radio Network, TTR Network on Twitter, and type in Tony Gambone. I'll show up, I promise. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the word of the week. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome back to the show. And if you missed the opening of the show, I just was talking about how the word gamble represents growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And we were going to go through the this part of the show talking about how you can be better today by following the word of the week. Okay, and this week's word is accountability. I find it interesting that a lot of us are overwhelmed at the end of every day Maybe it's because we allow technology to get in the way. Maybe it's because, well, maybe that's just a belief system that we have that makes us get overwhelmed easily. Maybe it's the system that we have in place that we live by. Maybe it's the process that we do business by. I'm not exactly sure what it would be for you, but I know what it is for me. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed because I take on too much at one time. So at the end of the day, it would be my fault for being overwhelmed. But a lot of people choose to say that they try as hard as they can. They really work really hard, and I'm not doubting that at all, folks, but I do know that the choices that you make during the day are the results that you have at the end of the day. So one of the things that I think of every day when I get up, I use this term a lot. We go to one room in the house first thing in the morning, and we just, you know, there's always a bathroom window and a bathroom mirror. That's the first place we land in the morning, most of us. I would say 99.7% of us land in the bathroom first. Start of the day. Now, here's what happens. You have a choice to make right then and there. Look in the mirror, talk to yourself, and explain what you're going to do today and why. Or you can look out the window and say what you didn't get done yesterday and whose fault it was. That's a choice you can make. But for me, I'm asking you to write down the word accountability and write down what it means to you and what changes you're going to do this week to make sure that you're more accountable for your actions every day. I challenge you to try it for 30 days, and I challenge you to call us at 347-989-1363 or email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com and allow us to know how that's working for you. We are always trying to figure out the best way for people to be helped. I'm not a genius. I can't do it by myself, so all types of feedback is good. And while you're at it, let us know what you think of the show, good or bad. Okay, I can't get better at this unless you give us honest feedback. So the word of the day, accountability. Okay, the challenge of the week is to be more accountable. Write down your definition of accountability. Okay, not what the dictionary says, what your brain tells you you think it is. And then see if you're living by that and how it's working. Make a new plan to be more accountable in your day and challenge yourself to do it for 30 days. I guarantee at the end of 30 days, your life will be different. But folks, you have to move your feet to this process. You know, I always like to talk about the person that plays second base for the Houston Astros. He would never be on the field if he didn't move his feet, because if you don't take action, you get no results. Same thing as life. You can pray and pray and pray, but if you don't move your feet to take action on it, nothing is going to become of it. You're not going to see a result. So the same thing here applies. Be more accountable for what you're doing. Make the right choices. And hey, are you going to get it right the first time? Probably not. That's what's so great about life. You get another day to keep trying. And the most important part is that you're taking the steps to try. That will separate you from the rest of the people out there. Because if you look in our world today, no one seems to be accountable for anything. We blame everybody and anybody that we can so that we don't have to have the answer, or we don't have to admit that we made a mistake. We don't have to redirect ourselves, change our way of doing things because it wasn't our fault. Well, you're living a fool's dream. It's not the way it is, and eventually life will catch up to you and you will have to pay up for all the things that you think you were doing because it wasn't your fault. Get over it and get with it and start making it better for you today and the people that you're surrounded with. Help them enjoy a better you by you being better first. Okay, so we talked about a lot of different things here today, but I want to make sure that accountability is the word that I drill into you, okay? And I'm going to let it go now. I'll bring it up at the end of the show again for the people that didn't catch this first part of it. But I want to talk about some things going on. I mentioned a compilation book that's coming out, Share Your Message with the World. I really am a big believer that everyone out there should be telling their story. No one cares about what you do for a living. No one cares about what you sell, the service you provide, or how hard you work as a parent until they know a little bit more about you. Okay, so it's really important that you are a little transparent in your day and sit down and talk to some people and let them know a little snippet of your life. And don't be afraid to expand on some of the challenges that you've had to deal with. You will find that other people say, you know, it's incredible that I experience the same type of thing. It might be helpful for you or it might be helpful for them. I'm going to give you an example. 4.5 years ago, I became a follower of Christ. Now, at the age of 54, 53 and a half at that time, it's very unusual for someone my age to change religion or even develop religion. And it was because of a life-threatening situation. But here's the point, folks. I got on board with being more transparent and putting my faith in something, and I had to then start talking about God. And you know what they say? Never talk about God or politics, religion or politics. You'll get in trouble. Well, I just figured, hey, you know, I am who I am, and I'm going to talk about what is closest to my heart. And I'm still to this day, 4.5 years later, surprised on how many people just continue the conversation to the next level when I talk about it. I'm really surprised when I talk about my life, how people tell me their life experiences. And I'm always amazed at the challenges they've overcome because of the faith that they have. So don't be afraid to tell your story, okay? Be more willing to tell your story. Be more willing to be transparent. Be more willing to build relationships with people. I live by the rule, serve, don't sell. And if you do that, okay, now maybe you don't have a product to sell, but a lot of us try to sell ourselves. Just serve others, and yourself will show up, and people will be more adapted to who you are and the way you are, and you will build friendships that will last a lifetime. So we have a great show lined up here today, as we always do every Thursday on the Tough Talk Radio Network. We're on the air from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we're always bringing you valuable information. This week we're going to talk about how to change the way you grow and manage your network. Now, I know that a majority of our listeners are business owners, and what the deal is with that is that if you're a business owner out there, if you're someone that's on the internet doing business and you don't have a list or a network or a group of people that could help your business grow or your opportunity grow, well, then you need to make corrections, okay? You need to see where it is that you are having a void in your system. We all have systems, and today we're going to learn about, you know, a better way to grow and manage your network. And we have a gentleman by the name of Mike Muni out of Fort Worth area, Dallas, Texas, and he's been a guest before. He's got some new stuff going on, so we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring Mike up on the show and learn about all the new things going on. Now, if you're a tech-savvy person, awesome. If you're technically challenged, awesome. Both groups are going to learn so much from this interview. So make sure to stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and it is Thursday, the 10th of July, and as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, well, we're past the halfway mark, folks. We have made it halfway through 2014, and I can tell you from experience that 2015 will be here tomorrow, just that fast. So make sure that you're doing all the right things for yourself, your family, and for your community to prosper in this year of 2014. Make sure to meet the challenge of being accountable this year, this week, and this month. Okay, so I'm going to bring up my next guest. It's a gentleman by the name of Mike Muni, and Mike is out of the Dallas area. Mike's been on the show before. It's been a little while, but he's the co-founder and co-invented ACT, the product that literally creates the entire contact management software category and industry, and is acknowledged as being the catalyst that started the entire customer relations management industry. Now, Mike has a very big, very, very big resume, okay? I mean, he's done some incredible things. So I want you to, and you'll be able to find it on Facebook on the Tough Talk Radio Network, but his website is www.viporbit.com, because you're going to need to follow along with us as we bring Mike up on the show and talk about the different things that are going on. And I'm really excited about that, because there's a lot of things about Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter that people think, and Mike has a different spin on it, and I agree with a lot of it, and I'm interested to find out more. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Tony, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So, Mike, let's go through the proper steps first. Let's tell everybody where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Well, I'm originally born and raised in Chicago, so I'm a Bears and Cubs fan, diehard as it is, and love Chicago pizza. I miss it terribly, living in Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1983.
Okay, so here in Houston, we have a Chicago beef place. Now, it's about a 40-minute ride for me to go there, but I'll tell you, I need a nap when I leave, so I understand the food part of it. Anyway, what brought you to Dallas?
Job transfer. I had started my career with IBM in the mainframe era. I'm a classically trained IBM sales guy, and I mean intensively so, over 6 months, nationally ranked, case studies. It was like going to Harvard MBA school before they gave you a territory. So, you know, what I like to say, Tony, is a lot of the genesis of, you know, my co-inventing ACT and today VIP Orbit stems from the training I got at IBM, where they didn't really teach me how to sell. They taught me how to deal with more people more effectively so that I would therefore be more successful, and there is a distinction. And my attitude also is, and always has been, everybody sells. I don't care if you're a pastor, a coach, architect, lawyer, I don't care. The reason is everybody has options. There's a lot of architects, why should I pick you? There's a lot of you know, software companies, why should I pick you? There's a lot of radio hosts. Why should I listen to you? We all have options. So every day, every moment we're talking to somebody, as I'm doing with you now and you are me, we're selling, right? And that's the nature of life, personal and business. And so, you know, to bring you up to the present, the reason that I invented VIP Orbit is manyfold, but one of the reasons was in today's mobile ubiquitous world, there's no reason not to have everything I know about everybody I know and everything I've done with them or plan to do with them, kind of a steroid little black book, if you will, on my device. And that has no regard for business or personal because people can be all over the place and in both. And, you know, and well, very few products accommodate that. You know, one of the things I say, for example, I get some people that say, well, you know, I'm doing all my, you know, relationship management on Facebook. No, you're not. You know, I don't believe that. Then I will challenge that. But if you are, you're doing it, you know, for the most part, personal. Yes, I know businesses have a Facebook page. I get that. If I sell cookies, I can do it on Facebook. I get that. But Facebook primarily is personal. And it certainly isn't real relationships. They're the illusion of them. LinkedIn is primarily business. And so those two themselves, and I use both sparingly, but I use both, are like a railroad track. They'll never join together, and so I've got to live with one product in the personal world and the other product in the business world. That doesn't make sense to me, and I hardly consider that productive. Plus, neither one are meaningful, real relationships. Both of them are the illusion of them.
Well, I agree. I think that a lot of people use the different resources that are out there because they feel as though it builds credibility in numbers, the numbers of it, their connections, their, you know, if you went through your Facebook friends and see who, as a business owner now I'm talking about, okay, and you would see who on there is doing business with you, and if you had no room to take on any more friends, and you went through that list, I bet you could allow yourself space for at least 2,000 more new friends. So it is part of that, and I don't think people use social media to its fullest because it changes every day. So I agree with that. Now, let me ask you a question because, you know, running a networking group and writing an e-book on how to grow your list, it's important that people do something with the business cards. I always make a joke that people buy business cards from Vistaprint for under $20, and they get this cool box that come in, and when the box is empty, they reorder the books, the cards. And it seems as though that all the cards they collect, they fill up that box with and sits on their desk and they complain that they're not making any money, but yet there's thousands of dollars sitting in that box. It's like you take the trophy down and cash it in. I mean, there could be hundreds of thousands of dollars in business in those cards in that box that you're never looking at. So customer CRMs, okay, are really, really important because there are so many different things that you can do to stay in front of people that you meet, and you're not spamming them. You're not sharing your drama with them. You don't have to worry about what someone posted up that you were doing at a barbecue. You don't have to worry about the whole LinkedIn thing and Twitter. Am I really using it correctly? So I really feel as though a CRM as a business owner is really, really an important tool. So can you take me down that journey about what is the best reasons, okay, 3-4 reasons that you would use a CRM and what it would do better for you than, say, okay, Constant Contacts or MailChimp or AWeber or something like that?
Yeah, no, good question. So let me start out by saying you might expect me to be pro-CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. I'm actually, in some regards, anti-CRM, and here's why. Number one, CRM primarily is designed exclusively for my business. Nothing wrong with that from a business standpoint, but it excludes people that aren't either fundamentally prospects or customers. And when you think of networking as a whole, you know, there may be a long-term deferral of a person becoming either a prospect or a customer, and in fact, they may never, but they might, based on their impression of you, their image of you, might refer you to somebody else that could lead to business, but there's nowhere to put that kind of person in a CRM system. right? So there's some weak spots of CRM. Plus, it doesn't address my personal life. What about that? Where do I put those people? Those are valuable networks, too, that, in fact, some of which might also lead to business. So it's a partial solution. That's number one. Number two, I don't think you can really manage a relationship. I mean, come on, Tony, I can't manage you. And you can't manage me, even if we're in each other's CRM system, right? What am I managing? I'm really managing me. And what I'm managing about me is everything I do to distinguish myself from competition such that your perspective of me elevates me above them, and I'm your person of choice when it comes to whatever need I might be able to fulfill for you and the needs that you have, right? And so, you know, the point really with networking, first of all, is how well are you managing yourself with what you have at your disposal? And not only that, but sustain it and exercise it, just like we physically exercise, we get stronger, to maintain good health and expand it, right? And so you've got to look inward. And the number one thing to look at, in my opinion, is what is your attitude about people? Because so many people today, you know, have an inward view, a self-focused view, a self-serving view, right? And real relationships are about me helping you. Now, I want to help get help from you too. I mean, if it's mutually rewarding, it's a great relationship, whether business or personal. But I can't go out there and sell anymore. I can't approach you from that standpoint. You know, we talk about, and you do too yourself, obviously, you know, being more consultative, mean more how can I serve you. You know, that is proper. So it's an attitude that you have to assess and strengthen and, you know, maintain and protect so that you can touch the hearts of more people as opposed to their minds, right? Because real relationships stem from an emotional connection, in my opinion. You know, how does that happen? Well, it can happen right away with a simple thing like saying something that makes a person smile. You know, smiling is contagious. It's a good feeling about somebody else. If I make you smile, you know, we're off to a good start. As trivial as that may sound, but it's huge. And so, you know, it's an aspect of being able to deal with more people more effectively, but each authentically and without sacrificing any quality of personalization. That's a big task, right? Which is why we have these tools that we can use to help us in our networks. By the way, I know you didn't ask, but on the topic of networking, I want to tell you about a book that I just started reading, and it is really a very powerful book on that very topic. It's by an author called Judy Robinette, Robinett, and it's How to Be a Power Connector, the 5 plus 50 plus 100 rule, and turning your business network into profits. It's one of the most practical networking books I have ever read.
Tell me the name of it again, Mike.
The name of it is How to Be a Power Connector, and the subtitle is The 5 plus 50 plus 100 Rule for Turning Your Business Network into Profits by Judy Robinette, Robinett. Highly recommended. It's available on Amazon where I ordered it from. But anyway, so there's a good need to grasp the practical aspects and the power at your disposal in the cards you referred to, Tony, by reading a book like that that's what I'll call a street fighter, a street view. Not academic, it's meaningful, it's real. But then you need a tool to execute all of these good points, right, made. The scientists, I will tell you, have proven and documented research that there are four key elements that constitute a real relationship. The reciprocity, you know, do you reciprocate with people, the intensity of your relationship, the trust factor, and how much time do you spend with each individual, right? Time, trust, intensity, reciprocity. I might even suggest a fifth one called consideration, and I'll give you an example of what that is. I might be so let's say you and I, you know, we have a relationship of whatever degree, but there's something that I know is your hot button. Right. I mean, one of your hobbies is, you know, family time and church volunteering, etc. And let's say I learn something brand new that has to do with either one of those that might be very meaningful to you. And just seeing that topic in a magazine, at the store, whatever, if I think of you, I'm considering you, which means there is a real relationship there. And it prompts me to have another reason to exercise our relationship. So time, intensity, trust, reciprocity, and perhaps consideration constitute a real relationship. And that's what you need to look at holistically out of your, you know, drawer full of business cards.
Mm. That's good stuff, Mike. You know, a lot of people, you know, they have a different look at networking. I think that a lot of times people just don't have anybody to have lunch with or breakfast when they do these things, because what they're getting out of it is nothing what they're supposed to. And you made a really good point. It's about serving. I always believed that serving instead of selling is important. And when you said we all sell, well, we surely do, but we have different techniques of selling. And sometimes, well, I found, just like it says in that little black book that they don't put in the motel rooms anymore, you reap what you sow. So if you go out there and you serve, people will turn around and serve you, which then turns into results of selling, I guess, because selling equals dollars. I don't know how that all equates. But I do know that if you go out and serve others, it does just somehow circle back around. And it brings you favor. So I think that people need to really have that belief system, and they really need to you said a word that a lot of people don't use in their actions, consideration. I mean, I know that sometimes people, it's hard to believe that this word's been around all your life and you don't really use that definition at all. But if you do go out to try to help others, and you do go out and try to serve and find out what you can do, I know it's a challenge because, well, we have a business to run. So there's a system that has to be in place, and you have to have some type of system that you work off of that works best for you and your personality. But one of the things I really liked about what you said is that it starts with us. I mean, it really does. And having LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and all those things is great. I mean, to me, it's overwhelming. Okay, and if you're using more than one, then you're really just tricking yourself, okay, and it's just a pastime to distract you from what you really need to be doing. But the fact that you're saying that you need to qualify people in relationships and build that, to me, that's key. So, Mike, I posted up the how to be a power connector, the 5 plus 50 plus 100 rule for turning your business network into profits by Judy Robinette. And I'm going to take the Kindle version of it and get it myself. But the thing of it is do you find that when you read these books, now you're a very, very, very educated person in the industry, but do you find when you keep reading new books, you learn new things to add into your toolbox of knowledge?
I think there's always a jewel, you know, in a book like this. You know, not necessarily everything applies, or you are already doing it, you know, and let's be honest here, I'm a little bit of an older guy now, so I've been around a long time, and, you know, I've honed some skills over many years. I've made mistakes, I've learned things, and, you know, add that to new technologies, et cetera, new ways of thinking, new cultural attitudes that we have that are always changing in our country and around the world. You know, one has to be adaptive to those, and so that's why you can't read a book, you know, from many, many years ago and think that, you know, you don't need to read anymore. No, there's new views of things, and Judy's book, in this case, I found, you know, really highlighted some things that, I don't know, let's just say elevated an awareness, a sensitivity to some things that even I might have had dormant. Not that I forgot about it, but, you know, you forget that, oh, my gosh, I have been slacking off in that area. And so that, you know, that's why sometimes you have to read a lot to get a little bit, but that little bit could be worth the whole read, right? Excuse me. So, yeah, one always has to learn. The day you say that there's nothing more to learn, you know, that's the day you die.
Right. And you know, die doesn't always mean that they're throwing dirt over you. It just means
your business
is never going to bloom, your life's never going to get better, and your family's not going to reap the benefit of what you're learning. So I think it's really important. I think it's, you know, and I became a big reader in the last 5 years, okay, so it took me a long time, and I agree with you. The age thing just allows, I guess men especially, to turn what they thought were mistakes that we would never admit as mistakes as learning steps or learning tools. And so now at an older age, you tend to understand more how important it is to set the device down and pick up a book for an hour every day, or maybe it's 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. I don't know. But I find that when you wake up with the right attitude and go to bed with the right attitude shows up all day long. And that's kind of a struggle because, you know, just because you read and just because you're good at what you do doesn't mean that your day is all flowers and chocolates, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have that mindset so that you can stay focused on getting to where you got to go. So I totally agree with that. Now, Judy Robinette, do you know her personally?
I did. She actually contacted me, in the writing of her book because of my ACT credential, which is obviously all about relationships and, of course, VIP Orbit today, you know, for Apple users. And so I have had the pleasure and honor of actually meeting her and even have an autograph from her for her book. Yeah.
Okay, so... I'm going to read the book, and then I'll either congratulate you or tell you that, you know, you're just losing your mind.
Well, here's the thing about Judy that is different from so many people. You know, it's the difference between somebody being street smart, right, what I'll call street smart, and somebody being an academic, i.e. a university professor that's never had a real job. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of smarts, theoretical and how they view the world and try to educate us on that's how we should see the world from their perspective, but they've never been out in the battlefield. Judy is battlefield weary, battlefield proven, and when you, as I was, astoundingly learned the variety of people she knows. I mean, I'm talking people at the highest echelons of the White House, cabinet secretaries, I mean, having lunch with Madeleine Albright, people in the entertainment Hollywood industry, people in manufacturing, you know, Fortune 100 kind of companies. She's been a venture capitalist. She's been an angel investor. She was part of the team for the federal government that put together the crowdfunding mandate, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, her list of prove it to me that you know from what you speak is extremely evident in her book. And to me, that makes her authentic, because I don't really have the time of day for academics. Not that there's anything wrong with them, don't get me wrong, but I want to know the people that really have done it, and she's done it and doing it. And that's a big distinction, in my opinion. It makes her real. It makes me believe her more. It makes what she says more valuable. And that's, I think, what we look for in every relationship that we, you know, have or attempt to see how far we can take it, right? Because ultimately, Tony, the way I view people, here's my fundamental baseline of everything that drives who I am, how I act, and why I do what I do, and why I feel the way I do. Two words, people matter. That's it, people matter. Okay, if you believe that, what are you doing about it? You know, because I believe in the infinite potential of fostering closer relationships. Now, that takes two people. I can't make you like me, and you can't make me like you, but as we begin to meet each other and get a sense of each other, and we, you know, there's that sense, I don't know how else to describe it, but you know what I'm talking about, where you say, hey, yep, let's get together, let's talk again, you know, whatever, and you do, and a relationship grows, right? So all relationships are permission-based, but think of the infinite potential of every relationship you could possibly take to the furthest reaches if you know, permissible. Wow. Well, that is my attitude and my drive with everybody I encounter, knowing, just like a baseball player, I'm never going to hit 1,000. Are you kidding me? You know, but the difference between hitting 200 as a batter and 300, a 300 hitter is going to go in the Hall of Fame, right? A 200 hitter is going to be fired. But so it's not a whole lot necessarily, but it makes a huge difference attitudinally on how you enter into a relationship and what you do for your part to help foster that infinite potential between the two of you.
Well, you had me on the book when you said street smart, okay? I'm not a college graduate, and I, as a young man, did some, a lot of learning on the street, was a safe way to say that. And I do know that people, I have two students at U of H, the Bauer School of Business there, and it's one of the number one business programs in entrepreneurial programs in the country, and I have two guys juniors there, be seniors this year. They come to my networking group, and they don't teach anything in college in the business course about networking or anything else. I really commend these young men because they're out there learning for themselves. But I really believe that going to school is important. Getting a degree, getting that structure, getting that discipline is important. But actually experiencing the pieces, you know, you would never hire a life coach from someone that had the credentials and they were 21 years old. They haven't lived life long enough yet, right? So they could never help me. So I think that having experience in the trenches is really key, and that's why I just purchased How to Be a Power Connector, the 550 plus 100 rule, okay, because I can relate to that. And if people are out there that are very smart in the book, they know that that theory is not helping them on the street when they're out there networking or trying to build relationships with people, whether it's face-to-face or over the Internet. Because, Mike, how do you think the difference lies with building a relationship with someone in New Zealand through the Internet versus face-to-face in your hometown? Is there a difference? I don't think there is. I think you have to be authentic and you have to be serving and you have to be genuine. You can't show up as anybody but yourself. But what is your thought on that?
I'm in total agreement with you, Tony. You know, I mean, it's a big world today, but it's also an easily accessible world from touching a person, connecting with a person anywhere in the world because of technology. That's fantastic. Yes, I absolutely, you know, get emails, for example, from all over the world. Many of them lead to having a Skype video conference, and there is a true sense of, you know, the beginnings of what could be a, you know, great relationship. And in fact, many have become great relationships regardless of where they live. And I do have contacts all over the world, so I'm totally in agreement with you. What makes the only thing that I am remiss about is that when it gets to such a stronger relationship level, the inability, unless you travel, to meet them face to face, which is the ultimate, you know, is the only thing missing. And you just wish, oh, I wish we could have a beer together, whatever, right? But that's a good thing. That's a compliment. So I'm totally agree with you. The point is, regardless of the means by which you communicate relationally, email, Skype, it doesn't matter. An old-fashioned phone call, just staying in touch with people is important. I mean, the worst thing that could happen to any of us, if you think about it, is that nobody remembers us anymore. We literally fade away. And who's going to take the initiative and whose job is it to make sure that doesn't happen? It's mine. I can't sit back and say, well, you know, I talked to Tony, you know, 6 months ago. He ought to call me one of these days and see how I'm doing. That's the wrong way to look at it, right? You've always got to take the initiative, and that, you know, that's dynamic. That changes. Sometimes, you know, you only talk to people once a year. Great. But once a year could be very meaningful. But other people, for a period of time at least, you might have to touch base once a week, once a day. So, you know, we know the ebb and flow of relationships, but in each case, you've got to be sensitive to how am I moving this, how am I maintaining it, and how can I keep my network base strong in my entire life, personal and business, right? And that's just the way you have to take charge of it. You know, I mean, here's something that I'll comment on. I this morning, I was reading, you know, the tech news, which I do every morning, and today, which most of the world's going to hear about, LinkedIn announced that they have killed off their contact manager and they've replaced it with a newer version called Connected, which, by the way, is, I think, $45 a month, so it's very expensive. But the point is this. They're trying to anticipate who you should be talking to based on your connections. And here's the soft underbelly of what I feel, you know, nobody really talks about, and it's this. And I'm going to use me as an example. I get a lot of unsolicited request to link up with me. Well, on the surface, that sounds pretty good, right? People want to link up with me, and of course, if I respond, we can see what happens, that you know, what I just talked about. But here's what really happens. I accept a person's request to link up to me, and then I never hear from them again, ever. No email, no nothing. I don't know why they even wanted to link up. Maybe it was to make their own LinkedIn linked up base look good, but here's the issue, and here's the real fallacy of this new LinkedIn version called Connected. So if you and I link up, Tony, and it says, well, gosh, between the two of you, there's 5 people, 50 people, pick any number you want, that you have in common, that is totally false and bad for you if you assume I know all those people, because, in fact, I don't know them. Yes, they asked to link up to me, but they've never contacted me since, and I don't know them at all, even though it shows as common contacts between us. Therefore, bottom line, it's useless. It's useless. I can't trust it. And it's the, again, the illusion of relationships, not the reality of it. I've got to work at it myself to make these things real. Now, you know, if I respond back, you know, I can start that process, right? And in some cases I have. I even have said to people, why do you want to link up to me? I'm happy to accept, but why do you want to link up? Never hear from them, right? And so I have lost faith and trust and credibility in some of these, you know, relationship-type products, essentially LinkedIn, because it's not real. It's just not real, Tony.
Right, right. And it's a shame, but people work the system, and other people bite onto it. And after a period of time, they get a bad taste in their mouth, and they never gave it a fair chance to see the value of the tool. And one of the things that you said about LinkedIn is they're now going to charge you to allow them to decide who you should have a relationship with.
Right.
And, you know, if you go back to square one, what is it that you're doing this for is to build a relationship. So how would you build a relationship with people that are being recommended to you by someone you've never met or trust to be that mentor to do the introductions? It's just but – they're paying the $45 to say that they have a certain level of LinkedIn so that they think that that qualifies them to be in a certain group. And I don't even know the name of that group other than I would have to say loser. But, you know, it's just me. And I try to take the simple look at things, common sense. I like the fact that you ask people why they want to link up with you. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because you might not see the quality of them until they respond, and then you did not miss out on something because you're allowing them to qualify themselves for the time that you have to invest in building a relationship with them. So I think that's a very, very good thing to do. Mike, we're running out of time, and I didn't get much time to spend on VIPorbit.com. So I want to get you back on. I know you have some stuff launching soon, and when that launches, I want to really be all over that with you. I know that you do a lot of things with the iPhone and the Apple products. Do you do anything with the Androids?
No, not yet, but hang tight. That's all I'll say, hang tight. But it still is only iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and the iPhone and iPad version are free, by the way. And the Mac version is a one-time cost of $29.99. And they all sync together, by the way. So no matter which device you put data on in VIP Orbit, it syncs to the other Apple devices you have as well. But there are some exciting things coming in a few months. And, no, I appreciate the invite to get back on the show and talk about it and some of the innovative things that will be part of it that don't even exist in the world at all by anybody yet that are very – again, I'm going to use the phrase street smart, practical, and to your phrase you used a moment ago, common sense, as it relates to relationships. So, obviously we'll be staying in touch with you.
Absolutely. One last question, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your website. I know that you recommend other people's books. Where is your book? When is it coming?
Oh, excuse me. Well, I actually have a book. I've had it for a while, and it's available on Amazon as both hard copy and ebook, called Who's in Your Orbit? And then the subtitle is Beyond Facebook, Creating Relationships That Matter. So there you have it. I've been encouraged to write a second book, and I'm considering that right now. And I'm actually talking with a book agent, but nothing imminent is going to come out on that. But it's in the talking stages right now.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that. I'm always impressed when I'm talking to you because you are who you are, and you provide great information, and you're not fluffing it up. I love that about you, Mike. So have a great day, great rest of the 2014. I look to get you on some other shows in the network as well. Just let me know when you're ready to come back and with the breakout information, and we'll do that.
I definitely will, Tony, and I very much appreciate the time you've given me this morning.
It's my pleasure, always, Mike, so we'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
All right. Now, folks, make sure to go to VIPorbit.com and learn more about Mike, okay, and reach out to him. He's on LinkedIn. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. And I challenge you to go there and find out more about Mike, okay? Learn from him. It's an opportunity that you're not going to run across very often. Hey, we're up against the clock. We're out of time today. Remember, the word of the week is accountability. The challenge of the month is to be more accountable. Try it out, folks. That's our show. Tune in next week, Thursdays, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a blessed week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.